WGN, Steve Dale's Other World on a Sunday afternoon. I'm looking out the window where I am, downtown Chicago, and I'm seeing something I haven't seen. I don't remember even what it looked like before. It's called the sun, and that is so nice to see. On the telephone with us from Navy Pier is Payal Patel. I think I said that right. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I am excited to talk to you. So let's lead, first of all, because I was talking to you, and I said, I've got some bad news for you. And then we'll explain what that is in a moment. And then you said, this is what we're doing this summer at Navy Pier. And you said, we're doing this, and we're doing this, and then we're doing this, and we're doing this, and we're doing I couldn't even keep up. There's so much happening.
I know.
All right. So let's start with the kind of bad news, if indeed we call it bad news. And that is, you probably know what I'm talking about, Payal.
Right. Yeah, 4th of July fireworks, unfortunately, will not be coming back this year. So that is a bit of a bummer, but we are still going to host a full day of festivities throughout the 4th of July and 4th of July weekend. So while there won't be fireworks in the evening, come on down throughout the day. We've got live programming, live music happening in the Navy Pier Beer Garden, at the Wave Wall platform, live dance performances, a live DJ. There's still plenty to, do, and plenty of fun to be had.
Uh-huh, and a live DJ is better than one that isn't, for sure. And in addition to that, you still are going to do the fireworks, aren't you, on Wednesday nights?
That's right. So Navy Pier Summer Fireworks Series is a biweekly series that's been going on since Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day weekend, and so every Wednesday and Saturday, we do have a fireworks show. However, we're canceling the one on July 3rd as well. So no fireworks over the 4th of July weekend overall. But you can come back on Wednesday, July 7th, or this upcoming Wednesday, and celebrate a little early.
Now, I've got our newsroom has really smart people that work there. And here was a question that was asked that I'll let you answer. I mean, why not? Okay, the fireworks that are planned on Wednesday, why not just move them up a couple days? And that way you could have them July 4th weekend.
So it's not so much about the fireworks, the show. It's more about having the proper resources in place to handle the crowds that we get for 4th of July, right? So the resources we need to secure from a security standpoint, we would have needed to lock them down back in March or April at the very latest. And since we weren't sure what the pandemic status was going to look like or be at this point, we just did not make that happen. It was hard to plan accordingly, right? So for that reason, we just won't be able to do a show this year on the 4th of July.
Now, I heard that maybe the city might, after all, be doing something. Have you heard that?
Possibly. I do not know any confirmed plans at the moment, though.
Darn it. Oh, this is no fun. All right. So tell me, because I think there's something that people know that I don't know and I really want to know. So tell me some of the events that are going to be occurring, because there's a long list of them. And friends, we'll give you a website that has all this information. But let's talk about what we can on the radio just for the sake of time. We can't do it all. That's how much is going on this summer at Navy Pier. So let's talk about some of these items.
Sure. So back in June, we kicked off our free summer programs. We brought them back this year, and we've been having, the fitness series on Tuesdays. So you can do a fitness class followed by sunset yoga on Tuesdays. We've got live music going on throughout every day of the week. The beer garden series is back. It's a popular one. So that all kicked off in June, and everyone's been enjoying it. It's great to see the pier come back to life again and people being able to take advantage of these experiences. And then in July, we're going to kick off even more programs, including our famous outdoor movie series. And we're expanding the program this year, so it's not just once a week, it'll be twice a week.
Now, I'm stopping you there because I had not heard this. Is this news, the outdoor movies being twice a week?
That's correct. Yes, we have not shared this news, so you are getting the exclusive here.
It is appropriate that Steve Dale does get scoops. There's no question about that. So, but I'm excited about that. That's great. So are the movies going to be specific genres, maybe different days?
Yeah. So on Mondays, we're going to have sports-themed movies. We're calling it Motivation Monday. And then on Thursdays, we'll have romantic comedies. So it'll be date night Thursdays.
Can you give us examples? Do you know some of the movies? And again, tell me the day that this is going to start. And will there be popcorn?
So no popcorn, but you're welcome to bring your own. Or you can grab snacks from any of our on-site vendors and restaurants. But they will be kicking off on Thursday, July 1st. July 8th, the following week.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be every Monday and Thursday through August. And some of the movies, off the top of my head, Harry Met Sally, 42.
The Officers.
There's a whole wide selection, and it's all going to be available on Navy Pier's website if you want to see the full lineup.
Okay, that's excellent. So it's every Tuesday and every Thursday. What time? I didn't hear you say the time.
Every Monday and Thursday.
That's what I said.
6:30 p.m.
Okay, Monday and Thursday at what time? I'm sorry?
6:30 p.m.
That's what. So the sun's going to go down at some point while you're watching these movies, which will be where on the pier?
So the lake stage in Polk Brothers Park, and you'll catch a beautiful sunset while you're catching these movies and to the backdrop of Lake Michigan, which is why we call it Waterflix.
That is so cool that you're doing this, and it's so expensive to do it. How much is this?
It's absolutely free.
My favorite four-letter word. All right, we have time for one more example of something else this summer, and that would be what?
So watercolors will also be making a comeback starting Friday, July 9th, and that is our free outdoor live jazz concert series. And it's in the same place as the movies every Friday through August. You can enjoy live jazz music by different performers, local artists, all summer long.
And the website is, for all of this,
NavyPier.org.
It's easy enough to remember. NavyPier.org. Payal Patel, it is great talking to you. Thank you for the scoop, too.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.